Well, I guess so. I don't know about that part.
Well,
I wasn't interested in that part
you were
then.
glad to get your stuff back,
Yeah.
weren't you? Yeah. Probably took a lot longer to get to Atlanta then than it does now,
Yeah.
huh?
Took all day. We would go, before we got our car, we'd take a jitney to Buckhead and get on the streetcar and go to Atlanta.
You'd take a what?
Well, it was a man that drove.
Jitney.
Jitney?
Jitney.
That's an interesting word. I never heard that before.
Well, he just drove a car and picked up people that wanted to go to Buckhead.
That's very interesting. So that would take all day to get there, huh? Get everything done.
And back. It took all day to go there and back. Well, we shopped some too.
Yeah.
Mama said, "Well, that shows that I'm not supposed to go to that moving picture show, and I'm not going anymore."
What was your mama like?
Oh,
Was she a good cook and stuff?
she was a good cook and a very lively in everything, you know.
How many brothers and sisters did you have?
I had one brother and two sisters.
Now, did you all have a lot of chores, especially with when you had a farm? Did you have a lot of chores that you had to do?
Now, back when I lived on the farm, well, I had chores when I moved to Roswell. We still had a cow and a hog, and just like we lived on the farm, we had a big place there on and I had to pick up the eggs and things like that and wash the dishes.
I reckon there was different types of chores for the boys and girls, huh? Like the boys probably had one set and the girls
Right.
did different stuff. What kind of food did your mom cook?
What
She cook
kind?
a food? Did she cook a lot of cornbread and stuff?
Oh, she cooked all the time. She liked to have company. They had the preachers most every Sunday. And she cooked cakes a lot.
That's what you cook now. You make a lot of cakes now.
Yeah, she cooked a lot of pies. She's a better cook than I am.
So she taught you how to
I didn't learn any of that till after I married.
Really?
But she did teach me. I'd seen her do it. She didn't ever ask me to learn how to cook. It's just wash dishes, wash dishes.
That was your job, huh?
So you don't like to wash dishes now, do you?
I don't care. Anything you do with your hands, I can still do it. I don't have rheumatism, like most folks my age. I've had everything else, but I haven't had that.
So what did they make your brother do when you lived on a farm? What sort of chores did he have to do? Did he have to like feed animals or chop wood or?
He had to feed the pigs. He had to feed the pigs.
Well, when we lived in Roswell, he was feeding the pigs one day, and I was walking up the path through the garden, and I used to sing. That's the reason I don't like to talk in public. I've never had to talk in public. I always do the singing when they have a program, you know. Of course, I can't sing now, but
I bet you can.
I was walking up the path just singing like a bird, and here he comes with a slop bucket to water to feed the hogs. Well, coming on back, he had an empty slop bucket, and he was slinging the slop bucket, slinging it, and hit me in the mouth and knocked my tooth off. That's why that one sticks out. So that's an artificial tooth. That's the only artificial tooth I have. And